We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
Kennedy is actually out today. We got a bunch of new music to play for you, including a new one from Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande in just a moment. But we're going to start first with Carly Rae Jepsen. Now, obviously, she had a huge hit with Call Me Maybe, but for the most part, she's just really kind of bubbled under. Her fans love her. She continues to release new music. In fact, I saw the artwork for this album, and she's like got no clothes on, you know, doing that very risque, just covering herself with her arm. Yes, Dan?
No, I said, the end of boob move.
Oh, yes, okay. What she did is she took all of the songs that are B-sides. It's called Dedicated Side B. It's a collection of outtakes from her 2019 album, Dedicated. There's 12 tracks on this album. So this is all the songs that didn't make it in 2000, to the album in 2019.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and this song is called This Love Isn't Crazy.
Why it didn't make the album.
Yeah, I want to like her so bad because I just see her fans and they're so loyal to her, and I see it all over social media, and Call Me Maybe is a great song. It's just so bubblegum pop to me that I can't get behind it.
Well, her fans are going to love it though. So,
of
course. You know, you take care of the fans. She's that kind of artist where she's going to have a wonderful life and a wonderful career, but because of her diehard fans.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I don't know if she'll ever have the mainstream success of Call Me Maybe, that it was just will be considered a one-hit wonder artist.
Right.
But she has a good vibe about her, and I like her for that.
Hey, you can go on tour selling out like 2,000-seat arenas everywhere you go. You're going to do all right.
Yeah, 100%. Exactly.
You don't have to sell out the Garden.
All right. Our good friends Neon Trees have a new song. It's called New Best Friend. They dropped their first one used to like last year. Now they're giving another signal, New Best Friend. It is about embracing the crazy that lives within all of us. It's a tough morning. Just play the song, Dan. I'm sorry. I like those guys.
That's a good song.
Yeah, going on my running playlist as we speak.
So the album I Can Feel You Forgetting Me is set to be released on June 26. Again, Neon Trees' New Best Friend. Foster the People. They have had some huge hits on Mix. I mean,
Pumped Up Kicks. And Sit Next to Me was a banger that came out a couple years ago.
Yes. So Mark from Foster the People said the new single is all about the beautiful and painful transition of life, morphing into death and then life again. Very different feel from Sit Next to Me. No details on when the new album is coming. From Foster the People, the song is Lamb's Wool. Wow, I love it.
Are you kidding? It's like knockoff Radiohead.
Oh my gosh, I could just see myself listening to that, like, yes, just lounging, relaxing, that just
that,
like,
is not a relaxing song.
Yes, I like it. I do.
What in the brown acid 69 Woodstock hippie nonsense was that?
Yeah, that is some bad hallucinogenics. That is what that whole album
I know,
is
you just get lost in it. I love that kind of stuff. I love, like, when the Beatles go off in that world trippy world.
I might want to circle back to that one.
Yes, okay.
I like trippy songs, Carson, but that is just bad.
Oh, that's just, man, that is all me, man. Oof, I had no idea. All right, we got two more songs for you in the Judgment Zone. We have that Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, but first, Sia, the song Together. It's her first song from her upcoming album and movie Music, the song co-written and produced by Jack Antonoff, who I adore.
Yeah.
Nice. It's accompanied by a music video full of rainbows and happiness. This is one of 10 original tracks Sia produced for the upcoming movie and album that is set to be released in September. Again, this is Together from Sia.
She just makes such happy music.
She's talented.
Jack Antonoff, that guy. The two of them together. Wow, that's going to be a great album. I wonder if he's doing the whole album or is it just a song? Do you know?
I just saw that he did this song, but the movie is about, it's starring Maddie Ziegler, the girl that she always partners with.
Yeah, her dancer.
Right. Yes, that was on Dance Moms or whatever. And it's about a story that she had written like years ago. And Maddie Ziegler is a young girl living on the autism spectrum.
Right.
And Sia ends up adopting her. She's like stepsister or something like that. Cool that it's going to be a movie and an album.
Is this kind of like autobiographical, or I don't know anything
just,
about
I don't think
Sia
so.
Her
just
life.
I just think she wrote the story, but it's cool that it's an album and a movie.
She should do a whole album of those Carol Baskin remixes. That's what I want.
100%.
All right, here it is. Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande. It's called Rain on Me. The two pop princesses have teamed up for a disco dance track with powerful lyrics. Both Ariana and Gaga gushed about their admiration for each other and how fun it was creating this song together. Big diva energy here, Annie. Is that what you're thinking?
Yep.
Big diva energy. Grammatica will be released next Friday, May 29th. So Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, Rain on Me. See this performed at the Drag Brunch on Sunday.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh,
wow.
I like to go down to P-Town a lot in the summer. I'm going to hear this in every bar I go to.
Oh, my gosh.
424 straight hours.
I was just reading a story, you know, it's talking about going like to drag bars and drag lunches, whatever, about I'm Coming Out from Diana Ross, and that she didn't know that song was about being gay and coming out of the closet. It was
how crazy is that?
The guy Nile Rodgers wrote the song and presented it to her, and she had no idea what I'm coming out meant. I thought that.
And one of her friends were like, "You shouldn't do that. You know, people might be confused that you're coming out as gay." And she's like, "Nah, I'm gonna release it anyways."
Can we hear that Foster the People one more time?
I have to. It's so divisive.
I garage. I got my Bluetooth speaker, my dad
Carson,
beer.
I want better for you. I really do. That is such a buzzkill of a song.
Carson's going to go get his tie-dye shirt deep out of the closet.
Just blech.
Oh, my gosh. All right, there it is. New Music Friday, The Judgment Zone, music from Carly Rae Jepsen, Neon Trees, Foster the People, Sia, Lady Gaga, and Ariana Grande, 617-931-1234. Annie, what do you have for The Dirty coming up at 6:30?
Well, speaking of Lady Gaga, we're going to talk about, she opened up about her struggles creating Chromatica. We're going to talk all about that. And some celebrities doing something really cool with this Pass the Mic campaign. I'll tell you all about that.
All right, it's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.